Blog Talk Radio. Blog.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome, everybody. You got to hear it. 516-453-6081 to get in on that psychic fun. I know there's a lot of you out there. We've got Colin in and a couple of our friends. Happy New Year. You know, today is our special guest, Anne Sablon. Anne has always had the gift of discernment, but she never knew it to be a psychic ability. It wasn't until her adulthood that she discovered that she was just one of several spiritual gifts which she has been blessed to have. Eventually, Anne found the teachers that would help her identify and understand and hone her gifts. Today, she's known as a medium, an oracle reader, and phenomenal Reiki master. Anne, how is your day going?
It's going great, Jethro. Happy New Year to you and everyone out there. Also, happy Three Kings Day and anybody's birthday. Happy birthday. Today's a good day. I feel like there's a lot of energy in the air today. How about you?
I do. I agree. And those of you tuning in, this is the day to get in. We'll really talk a little bit so you get to know me and Anne on Psychics Gone Wild. We welcome all of you. Those prize winners from Christmas still coming in. I've had a couple of you say that you received in the mail. If you received a letter in the mail and you've gotten something from Psychics Gone Wild, keep those stamps because those are also a way to win a prize. And you'll see our postage stamp there. We had very different individuals, different faces on those. And I know a lot of you have asked me, how do I get in? You get in at psychicjethro.com and you put in your snail mail. We keep it confidential. We will send you periodically the things we're doing, and you can win wonderful prizes from Psychics Gone Wild. I want a little introduction to those of you who are new to me. This is Psychic Jethro. I was a person who had a little of the gift, and then when I had a near-death experience where I drowned as a child and was revived back, I was able to feel and sense different modalities, and I had three teachers who worked with me teaching me these, and I later did readings in Sedona, Arizona, Manitou Springs, Boulder, there on Pearl Street, and I've been doing this for about 30 years. So those of you contacting, make sure you're ready with us to have those questions. Due to the time and the fact that we're calling on the radio show, we'll have you say who you are so we get permission to read you, and then we want you to give us that one question because we've got so many minutes to do it, and then we will give you, you know, Anne will take a turn, I will take a turn, and we'll give you that Psychics Gone Wild reading and go. I want to thank some of you friends. If you have a chance and you've gotten on the website there, go ahead and leave us a message. We do them over the air for those of you who can't. Leave me a picture if you can there so we can individually read your aura. But we're going to do a little bit of that. It's called, you know, writing Dear Gone Psychics Gone Wild. Dear Psychics Wild, I have a friend who wants to know about her abilities. She has been working on opening and working her energy. Recently, with the 2020 energies and work that we have done, she now has the ability of hearing and feeling mediumship. My question here is, should I tell her about you guys and different things about how to work with this, or do you do mediumship work? Anne, what would you tell her?
So she's trying to pass on some information to this person who discovered their own gifts, correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know, you can tell this person, give her our information, give her any information that you have, and guide her towards just looking on the internet even. And again, whatever teacher she looks for or wants to look for, you know, don't take the first one that shows up, but, you know, be discerning and wait till the right one comes along. But yeah, share any information you have. That's always good. And it helps the circle just grow bigger. We're all connected in that way.
I love that. And I agree. And very much, you know, make a contact with us there. And I do classes. You can meet me in Ann. We have right now, with those of you tuning in, we're going to be doing classes on a specific time. And we do them on Friday night,
Friday.
7 p.m. and Saturday, 3 p.m. And I have a lot of you go, what's going on with you, Jethro? Today, what's happening is I'm having a lot of energy of really strong clearing and working and going together. I always like to make sure the people of you know this is the busy time for the psychic. Get online with the schedule. The best way and usually the only way with me to get that reading is to go on my site there and schedule right online. It's on schedule your appointment. And I do half an hour. I do an hour readings. I am giving a special deal for some of you who want to try, and that's a 15-minute where you would call. I would talk to you a few minutes, be able to pick what I can. That's a $30 deal. So you definitely want to contact me. We've also got Ann at mysapphiredragon.com, and you can contact Ann and get that reading set up. Those of you that are testing in will be picking up the phones. And I want to make sure, if you've gotten an email from me, contact me back. It comes in from JethroHelps@gmail, letting me know that you received the things. I'm giving out gift certificates this time of year. We do a lot of prizes. I know some of you guys have already let me know. Donna got on the show here at Christmas. Let us know she received her gift in California, our other friend in New York, and a couple of friends in Florida. So it's going out. The prizes are going out. We want to make sure and give us that little time. And we have been doing the show a little bit. I've got a couple of questions here. We call it the Psychic Intimate Interview. Are you ready for some questions?
Am I ready for intimacy? Sure.
And I have... I've worked with a lot of individuals, and I love this. This is helping the new students. One of the questions we've got here, as my gifts start to raise, is there any boundaries you feel, Anne? And what do I do if I start seeing things that are not pleasant or dark objects?
You know, there are no boundaries when it comes to our gifts. The only boundary, if ever, is fear. And if you're talking about, like you said, the dark things that might happen, you know, it takes prayer. It takes intention to not let that get to you. And it takes communicating with like individuals and see how they deal with it. A lot of times it's you keep your heart open with love and light and learn how to protect yourself. And those dark things should stay away. So just... know that you have the power to not meet up with those dark things.
Love that very much. And that's very much for those of you doing that and, you know, working towards that and seeing those things. And those of you who, if you have different things, it's sometimes really good to have not only that teacher, as I was saying with my three, and like Anne's talking about different work, make sure you take that contact because you know, and I know, and when we're doing these things, it works so much better sometimes in group. Those of you know who've come to our Friday circle, and we invite you guys. We do it on WebEx, so if you are in another part of the country, you could also have it, you know, on there. Just connect on the website there and get the class so that we can send you the email and the link. You know, we have so much strength there. It amplifies and it helps each other, and we read each other. This is something that, you know, I want to ask Anne.
Oh, yeah.
You've had a reading, Anne, by a psychic. You do respect them, but some of the things they say maybe feel awkward. Do you take that into heart, or how much of the reading do you have, even if it's someone you respect?
You know, whatever is told to you from a psychic or anyone else for that matter, your free will comes into play. If you feel something's off, don't discount it, you know, right off the bat, because maybe if you dig a little deeper, you'll find that it does make sense to you, or if you wait, you know, a little while, because sometimes the messages that we get doesn't necessarily mean it's at this exact moment. Sometimes it's what may come to be. And part of that, again, like I said, it has to do with your free will and the decisions you make towards that goal that maybe a psychic has mentioned. So when they tell me something that I'm going, doesn't sound right, I wait, you know, I wait and see. And a lot of times when you think about it and you wait, you find out, oh, yes, that's what they were talking about. So I don't know if that's the same with you, Jethro.
I do that, and I love what Andrew said there. And it you know, you take those in, and I'll tell you one of the things that I love the most is I take the reading, I put it down, and then I let it take that time too. And that's what Anne was talking about there, because you know, one of my favorite things, and I you know talk intimately with confidentiality with, is I've had things said, the owl will make this sound at this time. The person assumes they're going to physically have this owl manifest in their life. What happened was the owl resonated through the house, the things happened, the person did. At that time is when things changed and they got that different job. It's so important to realize that we're talking and working with spiritual guides in harmony. They want us happy, as Anne was, as we're talking about. There are also those times where, you know, the psychic will tell you things that if they're telling you that you're going to be madly in love with someone and you already have a relationship and you're madly in love, then you've got to look at the fact that it is coming in. It could be exchange that someone is coming in that you will feel emotions with. That's normal. So take it a little bit into credence. You know, we are the vessel. So the reading, sometimes they say, is to interpret your own reading. And that's what you want to do.
Right.
And Annie, tell us about the fact that you always work with dragons. Last time I listened to the radio show, I listened to this and asked Jethro to ask you, do you feel that I could have a dragon totem? My aunt keeps telling me that I have. I come from another country, and I do know that funny things happen around me that we're trying to figure out. Is it possible that my totem is a dragon is why I'm so resonated and love them?
It's possible. That, or maybe you haven't found your real totem yet. Who knows? I just, all of a sudden, it wasn't that I was looking for a dragon or wondering why certain things were happening, but it just seemed like the dragons just started coming into my life, and not necessarily, you know, portending an event or anything like that. I just like dragons, and then the more I like them, the more I try to find out about them. And especially after I got my dragon tattoo, it seems like they're there to help me. So I call on them, you know, quite often for help. And but my most important thing is, along with Archangel Michael for protection, I have my dragons to protect me also.
Very good, and I love that. And that's what, you know, that's something we're bringing up too. This is a really good one. We'll be picking up those phones for a little bit. I've got a couple of you already shoving and grabbing and making me laugh. Jethro, I love the gift. I want to thank you so much. I always enjoy the things that you send me in the mail. You did send me a little catalog, and I really love it. I will be looking at some of the things there. It entices me that you have many votes and that you seem to really enjoy the things you do. Thank you. I want you guys to know that we do send out different things, and I love that. And those of you who've gotten the necklaces, I hope you enjoy them. You know, and this is something I want to talk to you about sharing, and this is a manifesting thing, to share in abundance. If you have things in your house, go through your house periodically, start a spot. I'm going to use this. This is something that I'm going to use in my life. If it's something there, you want to make sure that you release. I have a lot of individuals going, you know, I give things away to charity. I do things out because we have that in our mind. I'm going to do that. If it's something that you're going to use in the next couple of years, yes. If it's something that will help someone else, shifting that will move. And that's something that a lot of you guys have noticed. I get a lot of things sometimes from different things that I will move it on. If I've got an angel calendar she's speaking of, I sent that to her because I knew that would help her. I want you to look at your place and do it. And each year, this is the time of year, when then we start coming into spring cleaning, which really amplifies. I had two things in my house that I knew were there, and I moved it on. Another friend called me today. We joked about it. My Christmas gift is something she knows I will wear. She has two of them. We do that because what also does is it's called sharing the wealth, and it's a real key. I had a friend that kept for years tons of recipes. I love recipes, and you guys know that for my cooking. If you've got a bunch of recipes sitting in the house and they're being utilized and they're going, they're great to have. They're the ones you've got. But nowadays, I can tell you honestly, For me, I could look in on Google, type in whatever company that I knew that it was from. I keep a little list, and I have one list instead of all those boxes of recipes. She let me know that this year she released some of that. She's gotten better things coming in. She's having a real positive, and she realized that her paperwork, which is another thing. Do you hang on to those little notes? Those little notes that says, this number here, that phone number here. I know this is a really good way of getting organized. If you can sit down, take those out, make yourself a promise. Here's one notebook, and I add them in. This is someone's phone number. I put their name. I do not forget. That notebook stays handy. You get rid of those little pieces of paper. I was one for years who kept little things here. I got busy. I get my time. I stack it. I go. Then at the end of the month, I would clean up. And what happened was that month, I would have that in. Those of you looking for financial abundance, do you realize materially, if you're holding on to different things, it could be that one thing there? And I know that we've talked about this now, and this is another special thing. You have something in your home that makes you feel good. You like to touch it. And do you know, I mean, how much energy would you say some of your objects have of Anne? Are you a person that touches your things in the house, or are you a person that just observes them?
You know, there's a few things that I touch. For instance, my crystals, which I'm touching now, in fact, and sometimes they just bring me some comfort. Other things, even if I don't see them and I know that I have them, they bring me comfort because it may remind me of a special time in my life where I was happy and carefree, or maybe, for instance, I have a pair of my son's baby shoes. He's 29 now. I still have his, you know, baby shoes, and I have them where I can see them because it just brings me some kind of joy. I guess that's the word. And it also helps me to know that I can be proud to be a mother, and a good mother at that. And so, you know, it depends, but the bulk of it I do not touch except for my crystals, like I said. So that's the gist of my relationship with my things.
And that's very good. And I will tell you, this is something that's very spiritually. Make sure with those things. Anne was talking about, I have a friend of mine that had, and I love it. It's a good topic. Because let's say you've had a time where you have hematite. And this friend of mine was talking. Those of you know, hematite is a stone that reflects. It also works with anger. So if you're having a lot of things in your life and you had some things, then as that anger dissipates and you work with it, you would notice that you have quite a few pieces. The way to cleanse that, you know, is run it through clear water and do a positive thing over it. Those of you know, a lot of us use Florida water. You have a little bit of alcohol base there, so you want to make sure you don't have a soft stone. Obviously, selenite's not one you ever use water. But you cleanse it out, release your energy, and then that can go to someone if you have someone as a gift out. And I've had people tease me. They say, I know my stones are my pets. I have named some of my stones. Some of my stones have been with me since I started my career. What I love, and Anne was just saying that those are your friends. Those are your places. One of the best things to do, and this is something I've seen people do, and my sister, I'm going to put you on the spot. She's, you know, there in Colorado. Using prisms in the light of the house are a very good magnifier for positive light in your house. Now, those prisms are great, but we found out a little example. I did the same thing. I had a friend bring me in an old chandelier. For those of you know, they've got the round, the beautiful crystal, Australian crystal. I had to cleanse those with water, and actually lemon water, and cleanse them, really cleanse, because every time we had the crystals up in different places I was getting this argument this family had under this kitchen table for psychics. So definitely cleanse those things you bring in. Just because you get it in the mail and it's new doesn't mean you want to not cleanse it and welcome it to your home. Those of you who smudge, even a better way, because a good example there is we had some things that were sent in. We had a company that sent them. Obviously, the company was having stress. We got these stones, but the thing was they were so tense and nervous around them, people were afraid to go near the amethyst because they could feel the vibration, even though the amethyst was putting positive out. Once we smudged, the ex-owner's energy left, and I was able to sell them. I hope that's helping you guys. I love you guys. We always have this time. We are going to be on regularly, so those of you tuning in, today we're talking to you, but we're going to be doing the same thing on Friday at 3 p.m., and you're going to have me and Ann there, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll do the first one. We got a 917 caller, and I'll take the first one, Ann, and then I'll let you take the second. How's that?
Sure thing.
We love you guys. We're tuned in. We've been talking.
Hey, this is Karen. How are you?
Wonderful, Karen. Happy New Year. Are you loving your 2021?
Yes, so far I'm loving it. It's coming along good. And yours?
Oh, my gosh, so good. And we've had so much going. We got Ann back. We got Debbie back. The show's going. We're being very busy, you know, this time of year. And I know you have one question. Karen, what question do you have that I can help you with?
Yes. Okay. Do you see me doing any job interviews and finding a job that I actually like?
All right. Now, and I got permission from your guides, Karen, and they're showing me, yes. They did show me that you have something there on the way you're doing the format looking, that it's been a little, it seems like it's just been a little slow on. Have you got your name out there on a site or a, you know?
Yes, I have.
I feel that's there. I did feel like you need to add some more keywording because I did see that out. One thing I saw about you is you're very positive too as we're here, but you need to be helping people. You've got a very green energy and you're very good about interconnected. You don't want to deal with, I'm not to be mean, but you would not be good at bad customer service. You wouldn't be in a job that you just sit in the corner and do all the time one thing and everybody's handing it to you. I feel like you need to be in a state where you're feeling that your work is service and you're feeling valued. What did you just leave? Or can I ask why? There's something about the job before that gave you a bad taste in your mouth.
I'm still there, but I can't leave until I find something new. But I'm currently here, and I do customer service, and I do work with all kinds of people with different attitudes. So, and I can handle it, but it's, yeah, I can handle it with one arm.
I love it, and I thank you, because the first time I've ever read you or heard your voice on here, and I'm loving it, because the guys were just saying that with it, and that's what I heard, was that time is there. They said the new improved with you is I saw you doing something where it was like more human resources. I do feel that that's coming, and I feel your experience there would be comparable, because you deal with different people, you're able to deal with, you know, you're very much an encouraging coach, you know, that type of person,
okay.
And that's what so. And I feel that isn't that far. And Karen, I thank you very much. You know, definitely thank you for calling. And if you get a chance, go on to psychicjethro.com. And we have a wonderful, we're giving you a teardrop necklace that will be sent to you here in the mail. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'm going to go over my resume again just so I see what you mean in regards to the blue tweaks. There's two or three things I need to add on. Okay.
Congratulations. I can't wait. I already got you in it. I feel like by Valentine's, your present's going to be a new relationship with a job that, you know, is not so. It's funny how the guy said that, but I saw these people at that, and I really feel like, you know, it's just, after a while, it gets to be where, you know, it's time to do something different because, you know, it wears on you is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you know what? You are right. I'm ready to go right now. If I can leave at tomorrow, I would, and it is wearing on me. So I am ready to go.
And there is jobs
okay.
out hiring this one. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome there. We're going here. We got the phones. I had a couple of you blipping me, Jethro. Every time I call in your phone, I get this little sound. Push the button and you can come in with us. I think it's one. And is it the number they push to be able to talk to us on the radio show? They can listen, but what do they push if they want to talk?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, actually. Because the only time I call is to get on the show. So, you know, behind the scenes part.
We're both doing that. So you've got it. I think it's one. If it isn't, it's two. But one, I think if you're doing, you can be able to talk on the show. And I love you guys that are tuning in. There's a lot of you listeners out, and we love you. Thank you for connecting. This is Psychics Gone Wild. And now a reading with Ann, 347.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Thank you so much
Hi.
For meeting me. Hi.
Sure. Hi, thank you for coming on. May I ask your name?
My name is Tamika.
Tamika. Is
mm-hmm.
that with a T-A or T-I?
T-A.
T-A, okay, that's what I thought. Did you have a specific question or
yep.
what is it that you would like to talk about?
I would like to talk about this year, if you see me moving or see any kind of relationship solidifying in my life, those two matters, or even the change in my current job, just what you see coming
okay.
up for me.
Okay, out of those three things, right? For some reason, I see the move being the major part of 2021 for you. Do you like being like in the country kind of, not like total country, but like just the little bit out of the city so that you have the, you know, fresh air and the greenery and stuff like that. Is that something you enjoy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I see if you take and make an effort to look for that kind of neighborhood or little town, it'd be something you'd be happy at. I also, let's see, right, God, I'm thinking, yeah, because I think the move is actually going to be a stepping stone towards a new job and or a new relationship. I'm not positive how soon the relationship after you move, but I see the job being fairly close behind the move. And I feel that you're going to be much happier in that kind of environment. And you're going to find more people. I think right now, do you have issues with just the people in your workplace not, let's say, not getting who you are or not, it, you have that, right? And they just don't understand you. And it's a it's a very, what do you call it, disquieting and very almost sad feeling, you know, and you don't want to go to work like that. Is that correct?
Yep. Big time.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that move is what's going to help you change that. And also, when you're looking for that new place to live, like I said, with the greenery and stuff, you know, get out in nature and help ask, you know, the universe to help ground you and help you make the better decisions while you're being more receptive to the energies that the area would give you, and look around, and if you can, talk to people and see what the area is like before you actually make any decisions. But it's going to be good. And as far as right now with these people that don't understand you, you know what? It doesn't matter as long as it doesn't affect your job. Just be who you are as long as you're not, you know, hurtful or hateful. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it just feels lonely. I get that because, you know, I've been there. But be true to yourself and love yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good, good. And so, like I said, the move is the first thing and the other two things will follow. The relationship, not for a little while, because you need to get your head in the right space before that happens. And then when you do, then you make the intention and you visualize and you manifest the relationship that you want, and make sure that you put out there that you deserve a kind and loving relationship, and that's what you're waiting for. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Tamika. I hope everything goes well for you in 2021.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Love you, Tamika, and we've got another one for you. You brought it, and we'll be giving you a teardrop necklace, too, if you go to psychicjustice.com. And I know a couple of you guys, I think we've heard from you. I would love to send you the necklace. Just put in your stuff there, and we'll send it out to you in the mail here in the next couple of days. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We're going a little bit out on a limb here. We told you an hour show and we had expected that, but they've given us the thing. We're going to be coming back and doing it Friday for those of you. We've got some things here with our system. We love all of you. I'm glad you guys came in. We got in with Karen and Tamika. We love you. Definitely follow back for you guys. Click on that link there to follow us and continue to listen in to Psychics Gone Wild. Be ready, because Friday we're going to start out with really grooving with Anne, and then we're going to turn around. We also have that day with an Angel Corner with Debbie, so be ready for all that fun, because we're back and we're here. I have one last email. Anne, I love you. Don't ever change. I'm one of your new friends in Cincinnati. My husband and me listen to your show, and every time we listen to your show, you make me feel good. Be strong, woman. You're my sister. Okay.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
Very good. Anything you want
to
tell him, Anne?
You know what? Thank you for letting me be part of your orbit. And just keep up the positive attitude that seems that you have, and put that out in the universe and make your 2021 fantastic. Thank you again.
Let's say to everyone, stay wild. It is the way to be, and be ready for us here on Friday.